This was a little bit, maybe a little bit tougher, a little bit more difficult in other weeks, but Yaakov Avinu, the Bechir Sheba Ovis, certain Nekudas of Yaakov Avinu. We have to have a good understanding of the Ovis, because my Ovis similar to and Bechlal, the Ovis built in the genetics of Klal Yisrael, what the Kechas HaNefesh of any and every Yid is. It's kedai to try and get as clear an understanding as possible of what that is exactly. So when it says over here, when Yaakov was running away, Vayikach, he stayed there. Vayol Hashem, Vayikach me'avne ha'mokoy, Vayosim v'rasha Yisov, Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Nechemia v'Rabbonim. We're going to discuss Rabbi Yehuda's opinion here today. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer Yud Beis Avonim Notal. He took 12 stones. Nehemiah holds 3, Rabbi Yehuda holds 2. Took 12 stones. Omar, he said like this, Kach Gozer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shehu Mamed Yud Beis Shvatim. He wants to see, test. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that Yaakov is going to be Mamed Yud Beis Shvatim. Avraham Lo Yehemidah. Avraham wasn't worthy of being Mamed Yud. Yitzchok Lo Yehemidah. Ani, Yaakov is Mesupik, you know. The Zayda Avraham wasn't Roy. Right? The Tata Yitzchok wasn't Roy. So he wants to test. You're telling me that? Am I Taka Roy or not? So here's the problem. Here's the litmus test. If the 12 stones come together and become one, then I know if I'm Amit Yud Beis Shvat. Right. Well, see, a very interesting thing. It's not Stam, yeah, a story that happened and they became one stone. That's the thing. There's a lot tougher things there. This was a test of Yaakov Avinu to be Baidik his Madrega. Am I on such a darga that this will happen? Then I'm Roy to be Mamed Yud Beis Shvat. So I have to know what is exactly that darga and what does it mean? What's the connection exactly? The Shaykhus, what's Nischadesh and then it's Misachet, the Yud Beis thing that he's Roy Lahil, the Yud Beis Shvat. Understand what it means. So the Avnei Nezer Taichin. Again, we'll just see what he says and then Taichin it up. It itself is still requires the background and to understand what he's saying. Inyan Yud Beis Shvatim. The Yud Beis Shvatim who shekol echad yesh lo derech miyuchedas batayr. Every one of the Yud Beis Shvatim has his own mahalach. Has his own mahalach in Torah. V'zen nirmaz. And there's a remez to that. V'shalach b'shtei misrei ayin eino ismayim. When they needed water, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them 12 Einos Mayim. Shekol Shevet Yesh Lo Ein Mayim Miyuchedes La'atzmai. K'mo Shapirish Rashi. Rashi in Shmoyz Chavov, Pasuk Chav Zayin, Dibra Maskel 2. U'mefur Zevim Sechtes Baba Kama. Ein Mayim El Atayr. So each one had its own Mayim. The Mayim is Mizgaber. It comes with a Chiyus, and its Chiyus is Torah. So each person, each Shevet has its own unique character traits, unique Kaychas HaNefesh, the thing. Each one, Eloi HaRezu, HaRezu, each one is different. V'afsh, even though it's one Torah, we all have the same Torah. V'afsh, Torah achas l'kulonu. Mikol mokoyim b'pnimius hakavona, yesh l'kol echad derech b'fnei atzmi. Each one has its own derech. Ke'inyin shemefurish b'nesiyim, like we find by the Nesiyim in Parshas Nosai, she'ikrivu kulon b'shovet, they all brought the same carbon, and the Medrash is marich, that the Torah is not stam repeating it to make Kriyas HaTorah longer. The reason why it repeats the 12 Shvatim, each one came, it's at their own Kachas HaNefesh and their own Kavanas, and punkt, each one came to the conclusion that this should be the carbon, each one through their unique Derech HaVoidah. Through their unique Derech HaVoidah. Zesh Omer B'Medrash. Yeah. That's when the Nesiyim she'ikrivu kulam b'shovah, they call echad hoysel kavan acheres k'ma she'kosu b'Medrash. And that's what the Medrash here says. Avram lo yehemidah. Avram didn't have the capacity to be mamed them, to make them echod, a diverse echod. Ki lo yehoysa lo madrega hakoilelis, hakoil, biyachad. Avram Avinu didn't have that madrega. This all has to be touched. What does that mean, right? Avram didn't have that madrega to be koil them all, to be ma'achid them, and to make them one together. V'alkei lo haya ma'amid yud beis shvatim, she'esh mem yud beis drachim, v'lohem shayrish echad ha'koil. Yud beis, when they're all the Torah, they're all coming for the same matara, coming from the same place to the same place, but getting there in a different way. V'yadua, and Avram and Yitzchok didn't have the capacity to do that. V'yadua, we'll touch this also. She'avram kaychei miyamin, v'yitzchok mismoil. V'ein le'echot madrega koilalas. Each one is an individual thing. But Yaakov Avinu is different. He says, Ani, Yaakov says, im misachos b'zeh. If they come together, these diverse, these 12 different stones, if they come together, be one, that means I have this kayach to be ma'achid. So then I know that the Yud Bei Shvatim are meant to be 12 different tchunais and different kayachas and nefesh who comprise one klal. It's called Knesset Yisrael, that klal. It's called, who comprise that one klal. Right? And this will show me that if the 12 separate stones become one, so that will show me that. And the idea is Yesh Lem HaTayra, then I know that Kayach of the Ma'achad is Tayra. So Yesh Lem Tayra, Asher Koyleles, Kol HaKavon is Biyachad. Okay. Let's understand that a little bit, what this means and where it goes. From Avram Avinu came Yitzchak and Yishmael. Right? From Yitzchak came Yaakov and Esav. Right? Yaakov Avinu was called Mitosai Shleim. Yaakov Avinu is called, no Pseilis came out from there. Yaakov Avinu. That means Yaakov Avinu, that indicates that Yaakov Avinu, this is basics, that Yaakov Avinu was on a higher darga than Avram. Avram had this Pseilis to be Maitzi, right? So he was Maitzi that went in Yishmael, and Mela Yitzchak stayed purified from that, right? Yitzchak had a certain inherent Pseilis, right? Came out Yaakov and Esav. Esav takes the psalas, right? And Yaakov remains purified mitzad that. That means Avram Avinu was midas hachesed. The chesed can be used like kedusha. The chesed can be used properly, and the chesed can be misused, right? And the chesed can be misused. So by the misusing of it, the bad that can come out of chesed, the bad that was gone, the shayrish hara of it, that's in Yishmael. Right? Yitzchak was purified. Yitzchak is din, gvura, right? Gvura can have a good side, and gvura can have a bad side, right? So the good side of gvura, so that also became purified. The good side of gvura goes in Yaakov. Right? Esav took the other side, right? Took the other side, din, gvura, whatever it is. I'm not going into the Pirtei Pratim where you see that in history, but that, if you look, it's there. Anyway, so that's there. So the only one who came, so Yaakov, so Be'etzim Yitzchak still had psalus of din, gvura. Right, the one who had no psalus whatsoever for Klal Yisrael to come out for the Yud Beis Shiftei Ko, the Shem, it's called Shiftei Ko. It's not called just some, you know, people. It's Shiftei Ko for Yud Beis Shiftei Ko to come out. It had to be from someone that's pure. That's Yaakov Avinu Mitosai Shleima. From Yaakov Avinu came out no psalus. Yaakov Avinu came out no psalus. I mean, Yaakov Avinu got to a thing that he was Kulei Kodesh, otherwise known as Ish Tam. And now Tom means a lot of things. Tom means also Shalem, right? Tamim is Tamim, but it also means Shalem. There's also Yaakov is Shalem. Yaakov is the Shlemus of what the Ratzon HaBayre was, what the Eibushter wanted. The Yud Bei Shvatim coming from Yaakov are also, by the Rabbeinu Shalalem, Klal Yisrael is not separate. There's no separate. Everything is Echad, by Ata Echad, the Shincha Echad, the Mikam Chayisol Goy Echad, everything is one Echad by the Rabbeinu Shalalem. Bamakar, what we call Klal Yisknesses Yisrael, or what Klal Yisrael Lamala is, it's Batsam one big Bria. It's one thing, right? That's the Shairish and from the Torah, it's one thing. In this physical world, each thing becomes separate, they become separate things. The Avoida is to take it back to that Shairish, right? To do the Avoida and each one to fulfill his Tachlis as part of that whole thing, right? And to be Mashlim, that thing, to be Lamato, what it's meant to be Lamala. Okay. So that's Yaakov Avinu is Mitosa Shleima. Avram Avinu was Yamin. Yamin is Midas HaChesed. That's what Avnei Nezim is Yamin. Ismail is Midas HaDin. Avram Avinu was developing, the Avaida of Avram Avinu was the developing of Midas HaChesed. Right? The developing of Midas HaChesed, the purifying of Midas HaChesed, the developing of Midas HaChesed. That's focusing not on a tziruf, that's focusing on a purifying of this midah, right? Yitzchak Avinu is focusing on the purifying of a specific midah. What's the specific midah of Yitzchak? Din, gvur. That's what Yitzchak Avinu is focusing on. Once they've been focused, what's the tachlis of Yaakov Avinu? Tiferes. It's not din, it's not chesed. What's Tiferes? Tiferes, like, that's the tachlis, the kiyum, everything put together. Yaakov's the mitzaref. Yaakov is the one who takes, what does it look like when you have together the pure chesed, din and chesed, are opposite, right? They take the pure, the combination, the fusing together of pure din and pure chesed. That's Yaakov over here. That's Yaakov. That's Shleimus. That's the ma'achid. The nature of Yaakov Avinu is not the developing of a proteistic amida. Avraham is Yamin, Yitzchak is Smoil. Yaakov is the center. Yaakov is it. And we're not talking about, and Yaakov is lofty madregas, but that's what the Tachlis Habriya is. You know, Tam, Yaakov, that's Tam of Yaakov. Tam is, the backwards of Tam is Mace. Right? That's also not Stam. That's also not Stam. This is the Tachlis Achayim, is the Tam. Right? If you don't strive towards that, then you might be walking around the world, but you're like walking dead. Right? It's a mess. That's a little bit, in a nutshell, the kitzur of Yaakov Avinu. The Tiferes of Klal Yisrael, of Yaakov Avinu and Klal Yisrael, how is it Mizgala? Where do you see the Tiferes? You see the Tiferes. Tiferes is like the ultimate splendor and grandeur of Klal Yisrael, the way it's supposed to be. Right? It's a combination of two things, and it's simple, but we'll explain it. The beauty is that it's 12 different things that are all one. That are all one. For example, if it was a cult, right, and everybody is exactly the same in Klal Yisrael. So okay, you see, there's a Rabbanish Elohim in the world, and he has all these guys. You know, this predictably, you've seen what one is going to say and how one thinks. You know that all the rest are going to think or not think exactly like it, and everything is the same. Okay, is there a certain degree of gedula in that you see of the Eibishter? Yeah, the Eibishter is Shailit, whatever it is, it's his mamlach Melucha, the Eibishter is Shailit, Hashem Mamelucha, right? That you see. But the real splendor is you have so many different Kaychas HaNefesh, and all of them emanate from the same place. And look at the beauty of the Bria that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this one thing that is so many different beautiful kaychas that all come together. So you need two parts for that. Right? You need the heterogeneity of it, right? You need each one separate, right? But you need the kaychas that it's one big thing. A mushal for this. by the machnas of Klal Yisrael, right, in Parshas Bamidbar, so they made the machnas only in the second year. If that's the desired way that Klal Yisrael should be going, so then do that right away, right? Because I'll say it's a whole thing. Right? Why didn't do it right away? A beautiful word from Rabbi Kamenetsky and Emes Leyankov. You probably know it. Probably. No, anyway, you should. But he's a beautiful word. Each one of the Shvatim in Klal Yisrael is their own degel. Each one of the Shvatim in Klal Yisrael has their own derech. Right? If you would have left Klal Yisrael the first time where there was no Mishkan and no Luchas in the middle, right? In no time you'd have 12 different religions. Each one would go with his own Tchunus HaNefesh. This guy would go his way. This is the way you have to do it. You know, you'd have, each guy would have 11 shuls that they don't daven in, right? Each Shabbos. So you'd have 12 different things. You had to wait until in the middle is a Mishkan. There's Ashur Sashchina, which is the Ikar of Ashur Sashchinish, was retiring for Luchas. When everything is coming out of there, everything emanates from there, there you have this is the desired way of Klal Yisrael, separate with a Machne and each Shevet that comprises each Machne, and there's a reason for each one. The diversity over here shows the beauty of this Klal Yisrael. But it wouldn't have been a Klal Yisrael couldn't be a Klal Yisrael without the Mishkan in the middle. We have a mushal once. I said, you know, you ride a bike, so a bike has spokes, right? The spoke, and it has the thing in the middle holding the spokes. Try take that thing in the middle out and ride the bike. Right? Not gonna. So I don't think it's gonna work very well. I mean, you know, I don't want to be there to pick up the pieces. That's Klal Yisrael. That's the same idea. The beauty of Klal Yisrael is the different Tchumas HaNefesh. But the different Tchumas HaNefesh are beautiful because they're a Klal. Look at the beauty, the splendor of the Klal that the Rabbeinu Shalom created, that it has so many different Pratim, each one functioning in its own way, for exactly the same purpose, to go back to that Torah, to the Eibishter, to be miskarev to that Echov, to be miskarev to the Knesset Yisrael the way it's supposed to be. That's the idea of the, and that's what Yaakov Avinu wanted to know. Do I have that koyach? Do I have that koyach of achad or not? To Klal Yisrael. Avram, I know they couldn't do it. Do I? Yitzchak, the Tata, the Zayde couldn't do it. Can I do it or not? The simon was, will the Yud Bey's different stones be able to fuse together and come one? Then he has that koyach to be mach. Then he has that koyach to be mach. Okay, that's on a simple level, right? There's a tifera level to that also, from another medrash here in this parsha. First one was the Parsha Sesamach Chesais Yud Aleph. This is Parsha Sesamach Chesais Tes. Before, Vayivka Bamoka. All right, so Vayivka Bamoka, Vayolin Shomim, Vashemesh, Vayigach Bamoka, Vayosim Rishis. Vayivka Bamoka, Vunu B'Shem Ravami, Omar, Mipnei Ma Mechanin Shmoi Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why do you give HaKadosh Baruch Hu this interesting name, V'Kayre Noisei Mokoi? Shehu mekayme shel odom ve'ein ayla mai mekayme. This idea, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is mekayme shel olam, but the olam is not mekayme. Ma min ma? Where I know it? Dechsev v'hine makayim iti havei Hakadosh Baruch Hu mekayme shel olam ve'ein ayla mai mekayme. Rabbi Yitzchak brings it from a different place. Dechsev ma'ayna lekei kedem. Is Ma'ina like Kedem? Is it Ma'ina where the Eibishter resides, or is that what he is? Ma'ina is like Ba'ina. Ain't anu yoidim ima Kadosh Baruch Hu Ma'ina Yishel Olam v'im Olam Ma'ina min Madich Siv Hashem Ma'ain Ato. Right? Havei Omer Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ma'ina Yishel Olam v'ina Olam Ma'ina. Amar Ababa Bar Yudin. It's a mashal legibar shehu reichev al asus. The gibor is rechev al asus v'kelav mishupayim eilech ve'eilech. It's kelim claim l'chomer on either side of the sus going down. Hasus tfeila l'reichev ve'ein ha'reichev tfeila l'sus. The ikir is there and everything is misbattled to that. So what does that mean? Now, if it says over here v'yivka b'mokim, Yaakov came to this place, mokim, and here Chazal are telling you HaKadosh Baruch Hu m'kayim ha'shalayim, that means the darga that Yaakov attained specifically after 14 years in Shem Be'ever, but the darga that Yaakov Avinu attained was one where it's Bamokim, where he comes to this full matzav realization that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekayim Mishalayim. What does that mean? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim Mishalayim mean? Let's understand it just very simply. If the island would be the Mokim of the Rebbeinu Shalom, what would that mean? There's this space, place, entity, whatever, call it what you want. In that entity, there's a Rabbi Shalom. In that entity, there's you, right? And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you whatever to do, and then the rest is like, you know, you have a B'chir, and you're doing everything else. But what does that imply? By definition, that implies that there's no total bittul to the Rabbi Shalom. There's an entity in which the Rabbi Shalom is, right? And you are also in that entity, and you have to relate to the Rabbi Nishalel. But then there's a certain I, there's a certain maimed that you have as an independent maimed as being in that makam. In that makam, you're in that makam. If you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekayma Yishal Olam, everything is Nizbatal, like the Moshel, everything is Nizbatal to the Rabbi Nishalel. There is nothing in the world other than the Rabbi Nishalel. Your whole being, yeah, I mean physically, you're sitting on a chair, but the whole thing in macro, the whole thing, where are you? There's a thing called Ratzon Hashem, and you are in that thing of Ratzon Hashem. That's where you are. That's this battle. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mekayma Yishal Olam Ve'ein Ha'olam Mekayma. Where, in the Mokayim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his battles to the Rabbi Nishalel, then there's no diversity. I mean, there's no, everything is echo. There's different parts of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, right? But there's no split. It's all echo. It's the Klal Yisrael as its entirety, as its one entity. That's this kayach to which Yaakov Avinu came. Where does this kayach of ma'ached come from? The koyach of ma'achid comes from that Yaakov is in a matzav of a hakara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekayma shel olam. There's nothing in the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't put here, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is echad, so then it's all echad. All of these different kochas and nefesh, and all is part of echad. That's the oimek of where this comes from. And mikoyach that was nisachid, the avonim slash shvatim, everyone with its own tchuna, but al yidei their yichud going back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mekaymei shel olam, that darga of Yaakov Avinu. That's how it went. So another application of this darga of Yaakov Avinu, just to appreciate what Yaakov Avinu is. I'm not going to say who says it until the end, if you understand why. The pasuk that says, Noitzer mitzvah, Shomer mitzvah, lo yeda dovar ra. Noitzer mitzvah, someone who is shomer a mitzvah, doesn't mean he's mekayim. Shomer means preserve. Values the mitzvah, preserves it, is shomer it like he put, you know, safeguards the mitzvah. Lo yeda dovar ra. So what's mshat lo yeda dovar ra? For example, there are certain things that miteva are mazikin, right? So lo yeda dovar ra would mean, you know, so I'm a good person, the good Lord wants to help me, so, right? So I'm going, and these things, these arrows that are shooting all over the place, none of them are going to hit me, right? The world is a bunch of arrows going all over the place. I'm going through this maze, and I'm going through, none of them are going to hit me. That's what that would mean, lo yeda dovar ra, nothing bad's going to happen to him. But that's not what the pasuk says. The pasuk says, lo yeda dovar ra. What is lo yeda dovar ra? The teva of arrows is to be mazik. For you, the teva of arrows will change. There won't even be arrows to change. Arrows, all of a sudden, arrows will all be functioning for good. Arrows won't be mazikim. It's not that there will be mazikim, but you will go safely through a place where there are mazikim. Lo yeda dovar ra means you won't even know that there is such a thing. Right? There's no ra. There's no mazikim bechlal. The teva will change and there's no mazikim. And there's no mazik. That's le'eda davara. So the Sefer concludes, there's almost the Lashon, v'zetz li, the beer, in what Chazal say, that Yaakov Avinu came and took 12 stones, and said, alayah niyach tzadik es reisha, and each stone, a stone, when you say, lifin the evil, lisitin michshel, what's the first thing you think of? A stone, put a stone that he should fall over. A stone is a semel of a davar ra, of a kechad of ra, right? They became one. It's not enough that they didn't use ra for him. What do you call it? They fused together to be something for his benefit. Right? They changed something. It became for his benefit. And that's the pshat in the pasuk. Who says that? What? Who?
The Rebbe.
Which Rebbe?
The Rebbe.
The Rebbe. Menachem lebeis ha-Me'iri. The Me'iri in the Hakdama to Beis Abchir. So there's a Me'iri in the Hakdama to Beis Abchir. That's why I left the name for last. It's a Me'iri in Beis Abchir. That's this Taich. Yaakov Avinu is at where everything is the Rebbeinu Shalom. Yaakov Avinu is in that Taich. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim Shalom, the Mis'acha. Everything is one klal. By the Rebbeinu Shalom, there's no bad. The things that they have, the Tchunas over here, is all in the constellation of this world. The way it was set up for the trials and tribulations of a person in this world. How he's meant to grow. That's what that whole thing is for. That was that set up for. But to the person who is living in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekayim Shel Olam Vayivga Bamokev, the darga that Yaakov Avinu got to, that Shomer Mitzvah Yedat Ohara. Then there's no Teva of Ra. Even those things which intrinsically have a Teyach of Ra, those things are Be'etzim. Now, to get to this Madrega, even Yaakov Avinu wouldn't have been Roy for this Madrega without the 14 years. Without the 14 years in Shem Ve'ever to be misbatal totally to Torah. And to, that's even Yaakov Avinu. But he did, and he got to it. And as part of that, that's now part of the genetics of Klal Yisrael. And more than that, Yaakov Avinu was Mesachin Tfilas Arba, so that we spoke about, but that doesn't, but now a different Nakuda of it. Yaakov Avinu is the one that Eibishter came to him by Laila. The only one, not Avram, not Yitzchak. What do you call it? Laila's Golus. Laila's, Yaakov Avinu is going to Golus now. Yeah? Wherein lies the Kayach to withstand Golus? The Kayach to withstand Golus is this Madrega of Yaakov Avinu. That's all why it comes together in Yaakov Avinu and the Arvus of Baal. It's a tefillah mitoich golus. It's a tefillah in Chayshech. What's the kayach? What's your kayach to survive Chayshech? What's your kayach to survive golus? HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'kayim mishalaylam. If you live with the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is v'kayim mishalaylam and everything is nizbatel to the Rabbi Nishalaylam, then in that darga, whatever bad is going to, could theoretically come onto you in golus, you won't have any. That the Hatzolah, the ultimate, the ideal Hatzolah, is if you're Dovuk in the Rebbeinu Shalaylam, and even in a matzav of Laila, because that's Mekayim Shalaylam. There's no Yayin, there's no Laila, there's no anything. I'm with the Rebbeinu Shalaylam. Chaim Shmulevitz used it as a mushal for something else, for Seisar and Bainim, like a Shabbos, but if the mushal applies here too. If a mother's going from Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim holding a little baby, right? So you want to know if you ask, where's the mother? So you'll say, near Beit Meir over here, this many kilometers from Yerushalayim, this many kilometers from Tel Aviv. Or let's forget Tel Aviv, Bnei Brak. Right? From Bnei Brak. If you're going to ask, where's the baby? The baby's with the mother. The baby's with the mother. That's the baby. Klal Yisrael, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's not golos. I'm not in here, and I'm not in this golos. I'm with the Rebbeinu wherever I am. Then it doesn't make a difference if it's Yom, if it's Laila. There you can have a tefillah of Arvus. You're with the Rebbeinu wherever you are. You're in the Mokum of the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's your Kfiyas Mokum. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim Shalom, and you live with the Hakara, that's your Kfiyas Mokum. That's the Hatzolah, and that's the Kayach to survive, to thrive, and to grow, even in a matzav of Laila, even in a matzav of Golos. Ciao.